Hey, Kay, it's Tim Carter. Pleasure to have you on the phone. How are you doing today?
Great.
What's going on?
Okay, I've got a gutter question.
Yes, ma'am.
We have a house that's a story and a half. It faces, or it backs up to the woods, so we had a problem with leaves. And the pitch of the roof was pretty steep, and the gutters were kind of undersized for the roof. So we had the gutters replaced with one of the newer gutter systems that has the topper on it. And it's working great for the leaves, and it's working great for the little whirly birds. But whenever it snows, the snow lies on the roof, and then it begins to melt, and we get icicles on the gutters because we face the north, and I guess the gutters are 20 degrees colder than the roof. Is there any way to prevent that?
No, not at all.
That's what we were afraid of.
None at all. And it's just, you've already diagnosed the problem. What happens is when those gutters are in the shade, they're whatever the air temperature is.
Okay.
And if you put the wires up on the shingles, you know, to melt the snow, that snow comes across that metal, and the water's actually already chilled. I mean, it's not, if you don't think that water is 60 degrees or whatever, it's like 32 or 33 degrees. It hits that cold metal and instantly freezes. And of course, if the air temperature is 10 or 15 or 20, the ice is also 10 or 15 or 20 degrees, you know, so the water just keeps rolling over that cold ice and, you know, it just keeps accumulating. The icicles get bigger and bigger and bigger. Anyway, nothing you can do.
Okay, that's what you're afraid of.
I mean, the only thing that you can do, and this is, you talk about impractical, is somehow, some way, remove the source of the water, which means, you know, pull the snow down off the roof. Now, how impractical is that?
Okay.
I mean, you'd have to have some kind of giant pole from the ground, like a rake, to rake the snow down. And that's just, it's just crazy.
Well, this has been the first year we had them up, and we've had a lot of snow. But even a little snow, it does it. We're just hoping we don't get snow in the future, and that'll be the cure.
No, it's you're stuck. I mean, you're just totally stuck.
Well,
I
unfortunately, mean, they don't tell you that, but they do a great job for leaves.
Well, you better keep your eye on those things, because if you've gone to my website and if you've read about gutter guards, I have yet to find one that works.
Oh, well, these are working great for the rain and the snow, or for the rain and the leaves and the whirly birds. But
how long have they been on now?
A year.
Okay, I want you to go, when you get can you get to these things from the ground?
Yes.
Okay, I want you to, first of all, when the things were installed, you and I both know that the inside of that gutter was perfectly clean.
Correct.
You know, I mean, they were brand new, you could eat off of them. Every year, I want you to go up on the ladder, and I just want you to look with a flashlight at the inside of the gutter, and
okay.
Tell me what you see. And I'll bet you within 3 or 4 years, you're going to see something on the inside of that gutter that's going to make you sick. So I just want you to be aware, don't, you know... They don't stop everything from getting in the gutters.
Okay.
And all right, pal. Well, thanks for calling,
Kay.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.